Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 15th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we're up to parak Tes Vav, Mishnah Vav. So, says the Mishnah, Nivle Hashara Tamein, a type of a musical instrument can become Tamei because it has an opening in the front, and not only does it make a nice sound, but you can actually stick things in there, you can hold things in there. V'nivle v'nei Levi Tahorin, but the novel of B'nei Levi, which they used in the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash, they're Tahor, because they couldn't stick things in there. This was meant to be used as Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash, so they couldn't just use it as a coin purse or something. Kol ha-mashkin tmeim. All of the Zayin mashkin, the Yad Shachata mashkin, are mekabel tuma, u-mashkin beis mitbachaya tahorin. But the liquids of the of a butchering area in the Beis HaMikdash is going to be tahor, and the liquids are water and blood. So that means they don't become tameh, and they can't be makshur other things to be makabel tuma. Kol hasvarim metamenas yadayim. Any sefer of the Choftal Sifrei Tanakh is metame your hands, chutz mi sefer azara, except for the sefer Torah that they kept in the azara, that the Kohen Gadol would read from on Yom Kippur. So they were not concerned that people would put truma food next to those svarim, next to the sefer hazara, and therefore there's no need to make a gzeira that you have tumas yadayim. Harmarkov tahar, a horse that was made as a plaything, that was made by as entertainment, is tahar because it's not a container. Habatnun vahkinat vahaniktamon, a type of instrument. And an erus, another type of instrument, harel tameim, they all become tameh because they can hold things. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ha erus tameh moshav, an erus becomes tameh as a tumas moshav, meaning because it could be sat on by a person who's tameh with as an avatuma zava nida yoledas, mebnei sha'al yos yoshevas alav, because the woman who was hired to cry at funerals and to make a, to lament and things like that, she would sit on it. Metzudas hachulda tameya. A trap for a weasel can become tamei midrabanan because it looks like a kli, v'shalach barin tahora, but a mouse trap is tahor because it's flat, it doesn't look like a kli, probably similar to our mouse traps. Mishnah, Perek Tes Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Perek-wise, we are halfway done with Maseches Kelim, so we can do it. So now, Perek Tes Zayin. Mishnah Aleph, Kol Kli Eitz Shenechlak L'Shnayim Tahar. Any wooden kli that broke into two parts becomes tahar. And not only that, if it was always tahar and then it broke into two parts, it can't be mekabel tuma. Chutz mishulchan akafel, except for a folding table. V'tamchoy hamiznon, and a dish that's made with different compartments and it breaks in a way that one compartment is separated from the others. V'ha'apiforin shel bal habayis, and the apifor of a balabayas, which is a type of bench made of different sections. So if they broke into two parts, each of the parts is valuable, is usable, and therefore it's still going to become tame and be able to be mekabel tuma. Rabbi Domer, afamages v'kod habavli, is that what it says? V'kod habavli kayotze ban, that the mages and the kod habavli are the same as these other kalim, meaning each part is still usable. Now, kli eitz meim esayim mekabel tuma. At what point can a kli eitz be mekabel tuma? Hamita v'arisa, if it's a bed or a cradle, mishi yishuf and bar adag. It's when you smear it with fish skin in order to make it smooth edge so that you don't get splinters all over you. Gomer shalo lashuf. But if you decide you're not going to smooth it with fish skin and you're just going to leave it raw, tameya, then it's also tameya. So either when you actually smooth it out and are gomer the melacha, or you decide that you're done, that you're not doing it anymore. Rameir omer hamita mishei sarig bar shalosh batim. That a bed becomes tameh when you weave three rows across the bed, even though the weaving wasn't finished and the wood is not smoothed out. So to review what we learned today, in the last Mishnah in Perek Tes Vav, we spoke about musical instruments that have a base kibul being mekabel tuma, but not the ones that are used in the Beis HaMikdash because they don't have a base kibul. And we spoke about the Choftal Sifrei Tanakh being metameh yaseh yadayim as a gezeira, because you might store truma food next to it. To discourage you from doing that, it's metamei asiyadayim, except for the sefer hazara, which you would never store next to it. And then we gave a whole list of different kelim and musical instruments and discussed their truma status as well. And then in Perek Tezayin, Mishnah Aleph, we said that anytime you break a kli eitz, if each section is not functional, it's going to be tahar. But if each section is functional, it's going to be tamei and able to be mekabel tumah in the future. Bezrat Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Tezayin, Mishnah Beis.